Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. Stop being afraid. A kid, maybe 2 years old, is stranded on a ledge, terrified of falling off. The dad comes in and says to him, "Jump, son, I will catch you." The kid makes several attempts to jump, but does not move. He is too scared of jumping. He wants to trust dad, but he is too terrified. Maybe I will fall. Then dad thinks of something. "After I catch you, we could go play ball." Immediately he jumps into his father's arms. He did not fall. He is elated. Do you know what just happened there? Dad's trust factor was on show. "I want to trust dad, but I'm too scared to do what he says. Why can't you just come and take me down?" Then dad adds an incentive, one that says, "After I catch you, we will go play ball. In order to go play ball, I will have to catch you. We cannot go play ball if you don't jump for me to catch you." That's trust. Today, I want to talk to the Christian on the other end of this encounter. You are the kid on the ledge, and Jesus is telling you to jump, and he will catch you. Let us paint your picture. One of the most important assignments that Jesus has given to his followers is what we call the Great Commission. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Matthew 28:18-20. Think of a real juicy hamburger with a chunk of ground beef, lettuce, tomatoes, mayonnaise, and 4 slices of cheddar cheese. The bun is soft and fresh. All the other stuff is on the inside of the 2 sides of the bun. Yet with all the stuff that makes up the burger, the main ingredient is the beef. Why isn't the burger called by the bun? And yet there is no burger without the bun. Why are we talking about burger, Clyde? Look at the text again. Jesus presents himself as bun, a two-sided bun. At the front end of the message, you hear him say clearly, "I am the most powerful person in the whole wide world. Power, all power has been given to me." Okay, I hear you, Jesus. Then at the other end of the text, he says, "Something else about me is this: I am with you always." Do you get that? Who needs an assurance from Jesus about himself and his power? Why is Jesus telling me that he will be with me always? Remember the chunk of beef between the 2 sides of bread? You are the beef, my friend. You are the beef with purpose. The man who buys a burger is really interested in the beef between the bun, but he doesn't order a bun. Instead, he orders a burger that must come with the beef in order for it to be a real burger. A true burger has meat, juicy, delicious meat. So Jesus gave you purpose. He gave us an assignment. It is a challenging assignment. The beef has to be cooked right. You and I are not just any old person. We are born again. We are Jesus' followers. And as Jesus' followers, we are on assignment. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making us appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. 2 Corinthians 5:20. That is the assignment to every Christian. We have a message from God for everyone who does not know God as Savior. The assignment is a go assignment. Beef, get up off the grill and go be eaten by some hungry guy. When you go, when you respond to Jesus' mission, it is going to be a tough one. It has several parts to it. Get them saved, baptized, teach them all of what Jesus commands us to do. Here is the problem. The meat had to be processed to become ground beef, and then it had to be cooked. All of that is tough for the piece of beef, but its assignment is what is important. The assignment is that the beef becomes the main thing in a burger between the bun. My Christian friend, we are the most useful to Jesus when we carry out the assignment. That is why you are an ambassador. That is why he wants you to do what he has commanded you to do. But you're not alone, my friend. You have a Jesus who has all power, the top half of the bun. And you have a Jesus who is with you always, the bottom part of the bun. The beef does its thing from inside the bun. There is no burger without the bun. You know who had a similar assignment? Jeremiah. And he too had the kind of fear that you and I have. We want to tell people about Jesus, but we're afraid of insults. We're afraid of rejection. We're afraid we might say the wrong thing. We're afraid that we might get into trouble. We are afraid that the person might outsmart us. We're afraid to tell people about Jesus, although we have been sent by the most powerful person, and he has promised to be with us. So listen to what God said to Jeremiah. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am too young. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. Jeremiah 1 verses 7 and 8. Jeremiah took God at his word and carried out his mission. You and I can be like Jeremiah. Take Jesus at his word. Be like that kid who eventually had confidence that dad would catch him, and he did. Jesus says he will be with us with all his power, and he will. Just jump. Just be confident and tell others about Jesus. Jesus himself will be with you. It doesn't get any better than this.